You're listening to the Build Assets Online Podcast. Learn how you can build a diverse and sustainable income online from two brothers who actually do it. Now, here are your hosts, Mike and Joe.
What's going on, everyone? Joe and Mike back again from buildassetsonline.com, here to talk to you about dropshipping apparel. Whether it's a good idea, a bad idea, a mediocre idea, we're going to learn all about it. But quick announcement, our membership is open this week. If you're new to the channel, you're probably not going to care because you just met us. But if you're interested in getting into our Elite Fleet Plus membership, where you get access to all of our courses, exclusive office hours, where you can ask us questions on the voice chat, a one-on-one private coaching channel, and a private Discord community, you can check that out at buildassetsonline.com/membership. And of course, don't forget to check out our free course at buildassetsonline.com/playbook. So, dropshipping apparel. Tell us about this, Mike, because this is apparel can mean a wide range of things. But what are your thoughts on it?
So when you say dropshipping apparel, I'm thinking of the generic Shopify store or Etsy store that wants to go and design their own t-shirts or do something of that nature, print on demand type stuff. We're not talking about dropshipping for Gucci or Dior. That's a whole separate video. We're talking about doing something that's most likely print on demand. So you're making a design, you're uploading it to some sort of thing, whether it's Printify or Custom CAD or I don't know. There's a million of them. But yeah, so there's a bunch of ways to go about it. I got a lot of things to say about it, but really the pros is that, like we said, it's print on demand. So it's very easy to handle. Once someone places an order, they're very easy to make. Just put it into the system. Someone orders it, they print it, they ship it, boom, it's done. And yeah, in the pros here, it says could be great if you're a legit artist with a legit following already, or it's your passion. So yeah, we'll get into that. The legit following part, I think that's a very, very good point. But yeah, some of the cons would be, how much are you going to sell a shirt for? At most, probably $50. And so you're going to make $20 to $30 tops. So that's just not a lot of money to make a living for the majority of people, because not everyone starts out with a huge following. So where do they get the following? If you can only pay $20 maximum to acquire a new customer, then you're playing really a zero-sum game. You're going to lose. What we do typically is high-ticket drop shipping, where we go out, we find suppliers in our country that are selling really expensive items. So $1,000 all the way up to $30,000. We've sold items that are more. And we say, hey, we want to sell your stuff. So now we're tapping into a brand that already has a following, because they already have demand in the search engines. But we have a lot of margin to drive traffic, and they're going to handle all the logistics for us. So in my opinion, this is a much better way than creating your own shirt and going that route.
Well, Mike, I do want to say something real quick, because you said something about logistics. And I do think that the logistics for print on demand for drop shipping apparel are slightly easier than, you know, the logistics of managing a bunch of suppliers the way we do it. However, I want to actually touch on one of the pros you said with about the legit following thing. Because I don't know if you remember this, but back, you know, maybe in 2015 or so, maybe 2016, when we got started, maybe it was a little later than that, when we got started doing dropshipping, we were already successful doing the high ticket dropshipping thing. But something about selling shirts, stood out to us. And so we tried to make this store where it was like half selling shirts and like half selling other stuff, like high ticket products, the way we usually do it. And we got a coach, we got a mentor who was in the beer niche for selling shirts. And I do not want to understate the fact that he was doing well, but the amount of work and the amount of money and the amount of effort that he put into building his social media following to actually get a successful store doing that was absolutely astronomical. And I don't even remember the numbers he was putting out. I guess at the time we thought it was like pretty good, but yeah, he mainly found success after years and years and years of developing this huge social media following. It was no easy undertaking. So everyone thinks, you know, like the concept, you're going to find that viral design and it's all going to be over. But you got to think of your long-term strategy here. If you are like not totally dedicated to like selling shirts in a, to a specific audience over and over and over again, you do not get into this. If you're looking to make a quick buck, do not get into this. If you're looking to, you know, I guess you could say the shortest path to developing an income online, do not get into this, because this is not the shortest path whatsoever.
Yeah, if you're willing to make beer memes for 3 years in order to, you know, sell a few shirts, then maybe that's the route you want to go down. But yeah, I don't think that's why most people are getting into it. I think most people have an are drawn to this idea because they think that it's something they can use to make money quickly and have a business quickly. And in reality, that's just not the case, because I think a lot of the reason people buy shirts is because they feel some sense of community, or they like the brand or person they're buying it from. So you either have to create a community or you have to create a following for yourself or your brand. That's really it. And so is that a route you want to go down? Because to me, that's going to take years. But so for the high ticket dropshipping, to juxtapose that, we're already tapping into brands that have followings. We're already tapping into people that are searching for these exact brands. And they're items that you don't need, like people don't care necessarily what brand it is. Like if you're going to buy a slop sink, what would you care if it's this brand or this brand? No, you're looking at price, you're looking at specs. And so it's a lot easier as a newbie who doesn't know how to create nice designs, doesn't know how to do social media marketing, to actually get off the ground and make a couple hundred bucks per sale. So it's a much easier route to take. And on top of that, if I had to do print on demand, what I would do is I would do high ticket drop shipping, and I would use these print on demand shirts as like an incentive for people to buy. So, hey, you buy a slop sink. It's not the best example, but people love free shirts. So if your store is, your store is Home Depot, someone buys a slop sink, and when they buy a slop sink, they get a free shirt. Hell yeah, they're going to be way more incentivized to buy from you.
Yeah, the example we gave here is if you had a store that sold surfboards and you sold some shirt that was like Hang 10 Cowabunga Dude, that would be a good thing to do. You know, you just kind of upsell it, or you know, give it as a free gift or something like that. That way, when you sell the surfboard, you're making a couple hundred dollars profit, or you know, depending on the type of board or whatever. And then you're making a little bit extra, a little bit cherry on top, as they like to say.
Yeah, if you want to make money with the shirts, I would say use high ticket dropshipping to tap into a particular audience. So there's plenty of expensive, passionate niches. So for example, you know, music, sports, like hobbies, like surfing, that's a sport. You can brainstorm and think of a bunch of things. Anything that there's a community around it.
Really,
you can easily use that to, what's that?
No, I was going to say, really what we're juxtaposing here, Mike, is building a brand, which is, that seems to be the holy grail of what everyone wants to do, which I think is a huge mistake. Building a brand versus being a retailer.
Yeah, and retailers have their, like Macy's is a retailer. You know Macy's. You probably don't know a lot of the brands that Macy's sells, honestly. You know Macy's better. So it's not to say that as a high ticket dropshipping retailer that you're not going to build up your own brand, because we've certainly done that. We've made who knows how many stores at this point, upward getting close to 10. They're all successful and they all get searches. They all get organic Google searches for the store's name. And those are some of the most profitable keywords that you can buy and bid on.
Yeah. If that's not building a brand, I don't know what is. And but people want to kind of think they could do it through social media, and that's the easier path, when in reality it's not. So think about this for a second before we sign off. You mentioned music, Mike. Say you always see these independent music shops. Say you walk into Chad's music store down the street, and he's selling he's selling like some random guitar that doesn't have like a name on it or whatever. And then he's selling like a Stratocaster. I don't know much about guitars, but I think that's a good guitar. He's selling like a Stratocaster guitar. You're going to be like, oh shit. Like immediately seeing the Stratocaster guitar, even though you don't know Chad and you don't know anything about Chad, you're going to be like, oh wow. Like, you know, he's a legit retailer. He's selling legit brands. And that's exactly the way we build stores and how we kind of develop the store's reputation by selling brands that are already reputable.
Yeah. And then, you know, someone gets a guitar from Chad. Then the friend say, hey, where'd you get that guitar? He say, hey, I went to Chad. He has, you know, good customer service. He has, you know, awesome brands, awesome guitars. And boom, now people are going to you.
Yeah. So boom, just like that. So just a quick reminder, guys, membership open this week, buildassetsonline.com/membership. It will close at the end of this week, but if you want to get alerted to when it opens again, buildassetsonline.com/playbook, where you get our free course. And
that's take it easy.
Take it easy.
Thanks for listening to the Build Assets Online podcast. If you've enjoyed the show, don't forget, subscribe, share, and leave us a rating on whatever platform you might be listening from. And if you're ready to learn how to build your own online business portfolio, start now by visiting buildassetsonline.com/playbook. We'll see you in the next episode.